What a great month to be an Oxford United fan. The full house for the JPT area final's second leg was a glorious peak to a month of, well, exceptional football and fabulous celebrations. I have loved these winter weeks. The FA Cup third round triumph against Premiership Swansea, that'll stay with us just forever. Those two stunning goals from Kamar Roof and an assured penalty from Liam Sercombe. Couldn't believe it. In the fourth round for the first time this century. I love these sorts of records. And that was followed by another two Roof wonder strikes against League One Millwall at the Den on a freezing night with roasting cheers. Do you know, even the one defeat to Bristol Rovers couldn't dampen the enthusiasm. I don't know about you, but I thought it was a terrific game. A brilliant advert for the excitement of promotion-chasing football. Pompey away. Now that had an atmosphere like no other. And those pink boots. They were whack-a-day pink boots, weren't they? Of new signing Jordan Bovary hammering home the winning goal within 10 minutes of coming on. Sent us into rapture. Actually, at Portsmouth, I met a 94-year-old who could recall his very first game he'd been to, a 3-2 win against Sheffield Wednesday, squillions of years ago. But the thing he remembered really clearly were his trips to Wembley, 1932, 1939, 2008. There is, of course, something extra magic about chasing cup dreams. I know getting promotion is the big dream this season, but honestly, promotion and relegation, the things that happen every season. All clubs know the drama of this, except Arsenal, strangely, who've never been out of the top flight. But getting to Wembley, that is something really, really special. And the date it happens, it gets tattooed on every fan's heart. Look at the banners all over the Oxford Mail End. The spirit of 86. The 30th anniversary is upon us. April 1986. Yep. I can remember every little thing about that day in the League Cup final. I remember the journey there. I remember where I filled up with petrol. I remember who I was sitting with. I remember the celebrations. I remember watching it again that night on the video. I can remember absolutely everything that day. Except, strangely, I'm always getting confused over the order of the first two goal scorers. I do know that Oxford always score three at Wembley. This time, it's that massive, ginormous trophy for the League One and League Two clubs. And I want to say thank you to Swindon Town for a great opening fixture in the tournament this year. Thank you to Millwall for the passionate two legs of this area final. Thanks to all my friends at all the other clubs who have sent messages of congratulations. Now I'm going to enjoy the build-up for the next couple of months. The excitement, the expectation of a great day out to the home of world football, the place where footballing dreams can come true. Give me more great months like this, please. 2016 looks set to be one of the greatest years of Oxford United dreams ever.